Hello again, everyone. I'm Brian Roush at WCUCI in Savannah. He's Jim Taylor at WRMJ in Aledo. And we're Jim and Brian talking high school sports on the radio. And, Jim, we like to talk about high school sports, and we try to cover the spectrum of all the sports out there. And I understand that recently the IHSA is considering a new outlet for our youngsters' talents out there. What might that be?
This was on the IHSA, I guess you'd call it the minutes of their last board meeting earlier this month, and it was item three. The board heard a presentation from Illini Cloud on sports/e-gaming and the involvement of high school students in this activity. The IHSA will begin officially tracking high schools with e-sports programs via its emerging sport activity tracker. Brian Roush, a state tournament series in video gaming. What do you think?
Well, I tell you what, I don't know what to think. And, you know, I think back to my days in school. Had they had that then, I might have been state champion in Pac-Man. You just never know.
Well, how often do we hear it from coaches in whatever sport when they complain about maybe some kids not going out or effort, and they always say, my goodness, they're too busy playing video games. Now the IHSA may promote that. What about the irony of that?
That seems very ironic. And as you said, as we prepped for the interview, you know, it's just a lot of coaches are going to be upset about that. And I would think parents, because one thing I hear from parents is, hey, I can't get my kids off the couch. I can't get them away from, you know, the TV playing video games. And it's like, okay, now suddenly you're going to endorse the idea of playing games, make it a sport. I just find that that's really kind of strange, although the IHSA has done a really nice job over the years, you know, like with bass fishing and finding things that maybe, you know, will reach a wider audience. I understand this seems to be a sign of the times, but it just seems like a weird marriage.
And this is Jim Taylor talking right now, and I know a lot of coaches are probably going to kill me. So again, this is Jim Taylor. I like the idea because I'm a believer that I like broadening the activities. And, you know, letting some kids that may, I don't know if it's fair to say, fit in with some of the other extracurricular disciplines, this gives them an outlet. Now, the one thing, though, I see, Brian, is kind of an issue. You know, some of the video games that I see, and quite honest, my oldest son, he's probably wishing there was an e-gaming state title or state tournament series a couple years ago. But, you know, some of these violent video games and the social commentary on some of these video games too. I'm trying to figure out how they track some of those games and what would be allowed and what wouldn't be allowed.
Right. I think that's a very good point, and I know that a lot of them are very violent. There's a lot of violence per, you know, frame pretty much as far as the game unfolds. So I think that would be something you would look at. I think there are a series of questions that I have about, you know, how you would do this that probably are operational questions that they'll have to answer.
So are you kind of against it? Is that what I'm hearing? I'm for it. Where do you stand?
I think I'm kind of against it just from the standpoint that it's like, okay, where's your next stop off? What's your next, you know, activity? And I think that's something that, you know, a lot of kids participate in, but, you know, and I see that it's a national thing. I turn on ESPN and, you know, see, you know, gaming competitions. I've seen the Madden championships, and it's good TV sometimes, but I'm not sure it's something I want to see as an IHSA activity.
All right, so, but wait a minute. If they do it, I foresee WCCI broadcasting a Madden 2017 matchup between a team from, what, West Carroll against who? Warren maybe up there? That'd be a good rivalry,
yeah,
Madden 2017 matchup.
Yeah, I think that'd be a great Madden rivalry. Warren and West Carroll, the W's going toe-to-toe. I, you know, if we could get the sponsorship, we'd give it a try.
Spoken like a true guy in small market radio. All right, did I see correctly? Did one of the McCaskey family members was visiting down at WCCI in the aftermath of your appearance on We the Fans Section 250? It sounds like you're going to own the Bears before this is all up.
Well, yeah, it is true that Chairman George McCaskey was here last week. He had invited me out to Lake Forest in August, and when he stopped by to introduce himself, he said, "I'm not feeling like talking today. I'm a little hoarse." And he said, "I want to come to Savannah. If you can drive 3 hours to every Bears home game, I can come out to Savannah." So we really made a day of it. We had a nice interview on WCCI. We took him down to Manny's and just kind of introduced him around. And he made a lot of friends here in town, a lot of fans, and really kind of, you know, put the best foot forward for the Bears. And I was just really honored that he came out, honored that, you know, he thought enough of myself and the station to, you know, sit through the interview and then just do everything. And it was an amazing day.
That's great to hear that. I mean, what's your reaction? That's quite an impact. That maybe that your message or your portrayal in that docuseries that ESPN had, that motivated him. You know, we're talking about George McCaskey from the great McCaskey family and the Chicago Bears saying, "Hey, I'm going to go down to Savannah and see this dude." I mean, man, that is pretty amazing when you talk about the disconnect we hear a lot of times with professional sports. That's pretty amazing. This dude comes down there to spend a day with you in small market radio. I think that's awesome.
Yeah, it was very flattering and very amazing, and connected with that on Sunday last week when they played the Falcons. I went back for my first game, and it was just really outstanding as far as the support of the fans. I was a little worried people might be jealous and, you know, say things, you know, whatever. Everybody was so just positive, and it was kind of funny. We were out of the car about 5 minutes, and I was walking with Coach Ryan Winkler. He had gone to the game with me. We're walking, going up some stairs, and this lady kept looking at me, and I thought, oh, no, I forgot to wipe my face. I've got ketchup or jelly or something on there, you know. And she's looking and finally says, "You're that guy from the show, aren't you?" I said, "No, that's not me." She's like, "No, it's you." And then she asked me a couple of questions about the show, and then that was that. So,
but you probably did have ketchup on your face, right?
I probably did, but yeah, that was good camouflage. Another topic to open with.
So. All right, just to sum it up, so the coaches understand out there listening again, I'm for an e-gaming state title, Brian Roush. Not necessarily for it. He's
right.
Brian Roush at WCCI Radio in Savannah. I'm Jim Taylor at WRMJ Radio in Toledo. This is Jim and Brian talking high school sports on the radio.